Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, September 8th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. 10 Portland residents with physical disabilities are suing the city, alleging that it's failing to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act as long as it allows tent encampments to block sidewalks. The 10 residents want Portland to remove the tents and other items and to build or buy enough shelter beds so people experiencing homelessness don't have to move their makeshift sidewalk homes. The residents involved use electric scooters, wheelchairs or walkers, or legally blind or caretakers for someone with one of those disabilities. Nearly 13% of residents in Portland have a physical disability, according to the lawsuit. Portland officials did not comment, citing the ongoing legislation. The residents said tent camps prevent people from getting on public transit, to restaurants or stores, or elsewhere in the city. 1 year after Portland enacted an emergency ordinance designed to crack down on street racing, residents would be hard-pressed to see improvements. The events can draw hundreds of onlookers where drivers block roads or freeways, including Interstate 84, the Burnside Bridge, the Sunset Highway Tunnel, and the Fremont Bridge. 2 people have died and 8 others have been injured since August of 2021. Since 2015, at least 7 people have been killed in street racing-related incidents, and even more have been injured, including an 11-year-old boy injured by gunfire this March and an 18-year-old woman who was in a coma after being hit by a car back in 2018. Portland City Council last year revised city code to make street racing punishable with jail time or a $500 fine. Portland police said that they've made 21 arrests, conducted 50 traffic stops, confiscated 3 guns, and towed 10 vehicles associated with illegal street racing since the ordinance passed. Oregon reported declining COVID-19 cases for the 8th consecutive week. About 3,900 new infections were reported during the week ending this Wednesday. That's less than half of the total caseload in early August. Hospitalizations remain at about 269 occupied beds, which is far below the most recent peak back in mid-July, when 464 people were hospitalized with the virus. State health officials are planning on publishing COVID case counts, new deaths, and percent test positivity on a weekly instead of daily basis starting next week. Other data points like vaccination rates will happen monthly. The case declines come as Oregon expects to have around 150,000 doses of the new COVID-19 booster shots. St. Michelle Wine Estates announced Wednesday that it is purchasing A to Z Wine Works and its subsidiary Rex Hill. St. Michelle is based in Woodinville, Washington, and is the largest winery in the Pacific Northwest, with more than 30,000 acres in Washington, Oregon, and California. A to Z is based outside Newburgh and is one of Oregon's most prominent wineries. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. A to Z's 3 founders will continue with St. Michelle as consultants, while the company's president and CEO will oversee all St. Michelle operations in Oregon. St. Michelle also owns Oregon's Arath Winery. A venture capital firm called Sycamore Partners bought St. Michelle for $1.2 billion last July. For more stories about food and drink in our region, go to hereisoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.